Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. You've tuned in one more time to Grassroots Talks. Well, here's the thing. You may see the title saying salute to veterans and families, but it don't stop there because we're on a special day, the Memorial Day weekend, live in Arcadia, California, with DM Steps University. Yes, Dr. Cleveland is in the house today doing what she does best. We also have Dr. Clark, as you can see, on a different hour, and she will be taking over shortly. But we just want to thank the folks who have called in today already. I see a couple of numbers that I don't recognize, but I'm glad to be talking to you today. And guess what? You are live today listening, and that is a blessing. But it's all about what we're going to do with today. So let's start out listening to some positive interaction with Dr. Clark. And, you know, because I can only imagine what she might be experiencing today, because usually her sessions may be group, but not this big at one time, or one-on-one sessions. But I'm watching her table get continuously bombarded, gratefully, with veterans who are having the confidence to approach the table and say, you know, I'm dealing with this, and I'm glad to see that you are here today. So that means what we're experiencing is work. I met a couple of politicians, took some photo ops, and at the same time piqued their interest based off of what Flashbacks is all about. But we also need your help too, so don't hesitate. Let the day be your day that you go to the Cash App and know that a dollar goes a long way. And if you do more, that's cool too. But in the meantime, we're going to turn it on over to Dr. Clark because I think that she's ready to roll, and you guys need to hear from her yourself and no longer listening to me. Let's take it away, Dr. Clark.
Remembering our day here at Arcadia Park, the beautiful city of Arcadia, California. And so today we're going to kind of take a little different approach about things as I sit here at the table, as I speak to those coming up to the table, wanting to know more about renewing of the mind, wellness coaching, and support services. I am delighted to be able to sit with them and talk to them about the services that I offer. One of the primary things that I do for the renewing of mind, I look at those eight dimensions of wellness. When we talk about wellness, we generally look at it as a global thing, right? But we know that wellness, if we look at the definition provided to us by SAMHSA, Services Administration, they say that wellness is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, right? And so what we want to do is look at where we are in these eight dimensions of wellness. We're looking at intellectual, where we are in our career, our physical being, our social life, our existential life, our emotional well-being, our environment, and our financial. And we look at how all these things are interconnected into making us a total being. And what so strongly impacts these areas of our lives is that big event that we all experience, grief and loss. Once we have had an experience of grief and loss, all these areas of our lives become impacted by that. And now it's not just a matter of trying to navigate the situation of grief and loss, trying to get ourselves back from that experience, but now we also have to put the other pieces of our lives back together. And so that's what I sit with you and I walk you through those processes of what those 5 stages of grief look like? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And then how can you embrace that loss? So we're not just talking about loss in the physical. We're talking about various types of loss, right? Because we know that there are many of them. There are losses associated to our finances. There are losses associated to our physical. When we have certain illnesses and diseases that attack our body, there are losses that come from losing our home, losing our job. And we know that this era of COVID, we have had to deal with losses across the board, from our children all the way up to our elderly population, our geriatric population. Loss has taken us all by storm and really knocked some of us on our feet. And we become stressed. And we have had a hard time trying to get back into the group. But I'm so honored to be able to say, I have become a teacher of the work, and I've done my work, and I'm still in the process of doing my work. Because what people learn typically in the workshop is that the grieving process is a lifelong process. So we learn how to embrace the pain, to live a life with intention and purpose that can honor the loss that you have experienced in your life. And how you choose to honor that loss is really up to you. So we'll be doing this workshop to look at how we can now redefine ourselves and find new possibilities in life. I share with others that loss and grief is directly correlated to the relationship that you have with that loss object.
The doctor is out right now. Come back. Okay, in about a half an hour.
I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. The doctor will be returning in about an hour over flashback.
Oh, I'll hear you. Well, what's this for?
This is for veterans providing mental health and medical services.
One of
the support services. Yeah. And housing.
So now,
Here's a referral card.
Yeah.
Just so you make sure that.
Of
got
being
it, okay.
A wife or being a husband, being the money taker, all the responsibilities that they had now have to be redirected and rechanneled because those things no longer exist, right? But the impact of those
things
and those labels still carry a lot of weight in our lives. And if we not learn the proper strategies, then it makes life seem like it's hard. And one thing that we
do, he's a referral card. Don't lose this, okay? And I'm going to give you his email, Dr. Brown's email.
Life will leave us far behind
if
we don't accept us with life and live life that's intentional and live life with a purpose.
Make sure you hold on to this when you go see the clinical doctor.
Make sure you hold on.
Don't let that go.
As they are going through this process.
Yes, that's the doctor you're actually seeing. Okay. But you.
What's this about, though?
It's support services for that.
Or support services.
Yes, sir. I mean, real services.
Yeah.
Make sure you get back here.
I don't have a primary care doctor.
That's who I'm trying to help you.
Okay. Now, what's that for?
That's for relaxation.
Massage
therapy. Massage therapy.
Yeah.
Come back, okay?
Okay.
So as I was doing my research in preparation, the book that I have coming out, which I'll talk about in a bit. I had all these feelings. I had all these strategies. I had all these thoughts going in my head. And I kept telling myself I was praying. I thought, Lord, there has to be someone out there who understands what I'm saying, who has these same feelings. And lo and behold, I came across Dr. And he has what he calls the Warner Bill of Rights, where he talks about all these things that we need to give ourselves grace to do when we find ourselves in this process of grief and loss. And so I looked at those things, and I kind of adapted them, modified some of them to fix purposes of my vision, my goal for those who sit with me in this process. So when you sit with me, I encourage you at any time that you're going through this whole process of grief and loss to give yourself the following permission. I give myself permission to grieve my own way. I give myself permission to talk about my grief. I give myself permission to feel as many emotions as my mind and body. Give myself permission to listen to my body and set physical and emotional limits. I give myself permission to dream whenever and wherever the need presents itself. I give myself permission to create any rituals needed to help me to move. I give myself permission to utilize my spirituality. I give myself permission to take time to speak with me in my spirit. Right now, we are at the heart of the experience out here in my pain heart, where they are simply doing our best. Which is why it sounds like I'm struggling, but I want to make sure that I'm honest and be respectful. So I wonder if the star table down right now. Now that they're all here, so they're starting their program on the stage right now as I am broadcasting to you today. So you see this world of grief and loss and the impact that it carries can be a lot. We know that society tries to lock us into how long we are supposed to grieve. We get, 3 days, 5 days of our job? They want us to process all these things. They want us to lay our loved ones to rest, and then they want us to get back on the job and perform at our optimal self, right? It's such an unrealistic process. But when we're going through the grief and loss experience and journey, what I want you all to remember is that your experience is just that, your experience. And no one can pass you with a specific time frame by which you are to get through these stages and get back to life. So I walk you through what those stages are. The stages of grief have become well known by two psychologists, Huber and Ross, who have given us the following stages to help us navigate this world of grief. So we have denial, the stage of denial. We have anger that we sometimes get. We have this stage of bargaining, where we find ourselves going back and forth. Oh, Lord, if you would just let this happen. Oh, Lord, if you would just bring my soul back. I will do this every step. We find ourselves having this type of conversation with him. And then we also have depression. And when we talk about this depression, not that incident that we look at where we consider the penalty, but to feel some sort of depression while you are going
This is about the clinical trials we're working on right now for memory loss. If you'd like to enroll, you're welcome. It will pay you. Yes, it will actually pay you to take the survey and to talk to the doctor. So let me get a referral, okay? You come back in about half an hour. If you're here,
they do not happen in
any
manner.
It's possible.
Yes, it is possible. Don't research if you participate. They can happen in any sequence. And you may find yourself visiting a stage more than once throughout the course of your life. There will be things.
I
know, and this is why you need to talk to the doctor about it.
Come up for
so come back
that
about
brings that
Yes, anyone? Which one?
Right back to our mind, right? And now we feel
like trying to see how we can help
you with
it.
Back in that same place and time.
We understand.
We understand. The difference is that you have now gained some strategies and some tools that can help you rise from that place and move on a little faster. Because remember, the grief will be with us, and the goal is to embrace that, to live life with intention, and to live life with purpose.
Are you to be back?
Dr. Brown, is there anything that you want to add or say now that you are back with us? We've been having this discussion of these dimensions of wellness and how they relate and how they're impacted by this big event that we have called grief and loss, and what that can look like, what those stages look like, and what they can appear as we're talking.
I'm not on. Wow, that was weird. Yes, then, I do have something to say. Folks, again, we're out here in the middle of the city, and strange things are happening, but it's all good. The only thing that I can say is for those of you who have tuned in, make sure you share this with somebody. And if you've got a veteran family member or even yourself who are dealing with the issues of grief and loss, especially if it's militarily attached, this today is just for you folks, okay? Get on the horn, pass this information over that Dr. Clark has shared, and particularly her contact information, and get folks some help. Don't let them sit there and suffer, okay? Well, that's all I got to say for that, and I guess it's time to wrap up. Excuse my absence, but I was working the booth. There's a lot of interesting things going on out here. Wish you were here with us, but at least you're here just through your ear. Thank you again, Dr. Clark, for all that you do.
Not a problem, Dr. Brown. So let me share my contact information. Again, renewing of the mind, wellness, taking consulting and support services. The phone number is 818-646-6608. You can email me at info, info@ROTM.ca. If you are local, come down to join us at our PA Park Festival celebrating our event.
I spent time in Laos trying to wrap some things up. Glad to see you. I'm glad you're home, bro.
I can turn to other loving way. So as you all continue your weekend to celebrate, remember that the reading office is lost of any other person. Talk more about the book.